In 2019, New York Review Books republished Sylvia Townsend Warner's 1948 novel, The Corner That Held Them. It's a beautiful, witty, and surprisingly timely read. The book opens in late 12th century Britain, on a scene of aristocratic, adulterous, post-coital lounging, violently interrupted by the arrival of the lady's husband. Years later, the aggrieved and grieving lord donates to the church one of the properties the lady had brought to the marriage, converting an old hunting lodge into a convent. Unfortunately, the location is lovely only during hunting season, and the buildings and grounds insalubrious much of the year. Nonetheless, the fictional convent of Oby persists through a series of mundane struggles, sometimes laconically recorded in the style of medieval annals. Quote, in 1223, lightning set fire to the granary. In 1257, the old reed and timber cloisters fell to bits in a gale. End quote. And so on. The nuns squabble and make do, for instance, by converting the old dovecot into a chapter house, although, quote, it made a very unpersuasive place of assembly. However, the arrangement was allowed as a temporary expedient, and as such, it became permanent. End quote. Such wry and elegant prose moves us quickly into the 14th century, where the narration settles for the rest of the book. The second chapter brings the arrival of Ralph Kello, a drunken vagrant with a religious education. Unaware that the pestilence has arrived at the convent, he stops there to ask for a meal and is mistaken for a monk because a bad case of ringworm has left his hair in the pattern of a tonsure. When the nuns tell him they're desperate for someone who can perform mass because their own priest has fled to another town, Ralph tells them, on impulse, that he is a priest, although in fact he is ineligible for priesthood because he was born illegitimate. But although Ralph remains at Oby, he's not the main character either. Warner herself once said of the book that, quote, it has no conversation and no pictures, it has no plot, and the characters are innumerable and insignificant, end quote. Certainly many of those characters are vividly drawn, as are many small dramas of daily life in a 14th-century Benedictine convent. Yet unlike, for instance, Sigrid Undset's Kristin Lavransdatter trilogy, another fiction written in the early 20th century and set in the 14th, The Corner That Held Them does not offer a humanistic narrative guided by willful individual choices against a backdrop of historical context clarified for the bourgeois modern reader. Instead, it remains rooted in local perspectives while registering the impact of wider social forces, attending both to ideological idiosyncrasies and to relations of production and power. As Ralph thinks at one point, quote, causation tunnels like a mole under the surface of our free will, end quote. There's no evidence that Warner's mole reference alludes to Marx's figure of the subterranean forces of revolution, though it does resonate with Marx's observation that we make our own history, but we do not make it just as we would like. However, it's safe to assume that Warner knew those references. An active member of the Communist Party of Great Britain from the 1930s into the 1950s, she and her life partner, Valentine Ackland, worked on anti-fascist and Marxist projects, organizing and demonstrating against Oswald Mosley and other British fascists, campaigning on behalf of the British Medical Aid Committee supporting the Spanish Republicans, and traveling to Spain during the Civil War there. Warner's other novels also reflect her interest in the history of people's struggles for justice. Summer Will Show, published in 1936, is set during the French Revolution of 1848. After the Death of Don Juan, published in 1938, is inspired by the Spanish Civil War. Warner's first novel, Lolly Willows, published in 1926, is perhaps her best-known work. Although written before her formal involvement with left movements, it's nonetheless an anti-authoritarian book, a queer feminist fantasy about a middle-aged spinster who happily sells her soul to the devil and becomes a witch. Yet The Corner That Held Them seems especially right for our moment. Its resistance to conventional plot helps invite slow, immersive reading, a kind of antidote to the distraction induced by much of our contemporary life. Moreover, it's set mostly between the Black Death of 1349 and the Peasants' Rebellion of 1381, and the book illustrates the impact the pandemic had in empowering the surviving half of the working-age population of laborers. Throughout the text, the various prioresses at Oby worry about convent finances, and after the plague, they have trouble getting workers to fulfill their traditional obligations to bring in the convent's crops. But it's not all economics and plague. Partway through the corner that held them, for instance, one character discovers the new music known as the Ars Nova, Latin for new art. Marked by the introduction of polyphony, that is, using multiple simultaneous but relatively independent melodic lines, as in counterpoint. And the experience unfolds for him a vision of freedom. This, he thinks, was paradise itself. This, quote, was how the blessed might sing, singing in a duple measure that ran as nimbly on its 4 feet as a weasel running through a meadow, with each voice in turn enkindling the others, so that the music flowed on and was continually renewed. And as paradise is made for man, this music seemed made for man's singing, not for edification, or the working out of an argument, or the display of skill, but only for ease and pleasure, as in paradise, where the abolition of sin begets a pagan carelessness, where the certainty of Christ's countenance frees men's souls from the obligations of Christian behavior, the creaking counterpoint of God's law and man's obedience. End quote. In the corner that held them, the mole of socio-political change, tunneling under the surface of our individual free will, moves toward freedom not just through material struggle, but also through the ease and pleasure of art. For the Old Mole Variety Hour, this has been Fran Michel, recommending The Corner That Held Them by Sylvia Townsend Warner.